Let's talk about empathy in your online marketing and the fastest way to get engagement. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. I think now more than ever, with a global pandemic, your online content needs to take into account the mental state of your user. Are you familiar with how emotions impact your users' online reading and engagement? If not, we're going to walk through the research and how Google and Amazon are measuring emotions in today's SEO tip. Before we get started, I just want to say that as a parent and a member of our global community impacted by the pandemic, I know firsthand how stress and sleep deprivation can impact your decision making. But I think that marketers don't always think about how their target audience's emotional state when they're creating personas and writing online copy. And that's where today's tip comes from. I was also reminded of this research based on a recent study by the customer sentiment studies done by McKinsey and Company around COVID-19. I have a link to it on my website. Anyway, so let's talk about how stress impacts web usability. And I'm referencing a journal article in the IEE looking at various levels of human stress and how they impact human-computer interaction. Studies of anger and its impact on cognition have been studied in the Journal of Behavioral Decision Making. And in that article, both of those articles, they outline how the following emotions and mental states impact your user's decision making. So mental stress creates poor problem-solving decision making and ability to use a system. Fear actually generates poor motor control. Sleep deprivation decreases the ability to focus, and I would say for myself, multitask. Anger impacts what people pay attention to and how much cognitive effort people expend in processing the stimulation that they confront. So these emotional elements impact the design, layout, and UX as well. There's a really great article by Bryce Howitson, who's a UX designer. I have a link on my website. And he notes, quote, if emotional states like fatigue and stress decrease human motor skills or comprehension, we should be especially careful in creating interfaces. I agree. And the largest search engines are paying attention to the role emotion plays in human-computer interaction, especially because they can detect emotion in voice inputs. So there's this Google patent, which outlines how the emotionality of users can be addressed by analyzing the text and the voice inputs, and then the results can be adapted intelligently depending on that context, choice of wording, other auditive components like the speed of speech, intonation, and tonality. And there's this Amazon patent where they're working on using Alexa to identify signs of illness, so somewhat similar. Emotions in your search snippet, coming back to SEO, are critical for capturing attention. The IPA databank, which has about 1,400 case studies of successful advertising campaigns, and I always tell people you should look at a meta description like it's an ad, your free ad in Google search. Anyway, this database of case studies shows that campaigns with purely emotional content perform twice as well. So what does that look like in some search snippets? And I have examples on my website, but let me see if I can narrate them to you. So if I'm looking for breast cancer symptoms and I look at the snippet for breastcancer.org, or I'm sorry, the ad. In the ad, they say, I'm worried I have breast cancer. How can I tell? Get answers now. Okay, there's definitely emotion there. And I'll, you know, give you another example from FEMA, which is actually auto-generated by Google, but their snippet, organic snippet, says, if you have fully recovered from COVID-19, learn how you may be able to help patients by fighting the virus by donating your plasma. So anyway, how do you integrate this into your SEO planning? First, I think about emotion when creating my personas, as well as researching and developing customer journey mapping. I think you should make sure to ask your target audience about their emotions as you're doing the research phase of that work. Second, make sure that you have a couple of marketing tools handy when you're copy editing and creating online copy. And double check your sentiment before you publish your copy meta titles and descriptions. The tools I recommend checking out are emotions.clevertap.com. There's the aminstitute.com/headline, which also shows you the emotion in your headline. And then there's headlines.sharethrough.com. So I check out either one of all three of those and see how they help you identify and improve the emotions in your headlines and your snippets. So if you know your audience is under high stress when researching your product, You really need to be aware of your presentation, the UX, and you should conduct user studies to make sure that they're actually absorbing the information that your site provides, even while under high stress. So that's your tip for today. Consider the emotion of your searcher when creating your SEO plan. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.